Hello, Sublette County. This is Albert Summers reporting to you from Cheyenne on March 4th. Today, the legislature heard bills on second reading, had final vote on bills in third reading, and voted on bills in committee of the whole. The House had the pleasure of welcoming home U.S. Senators Cynthia Lummis and John Barrasso, both of whom served terms in the Wyoming legislature. They highlighted some of their work in D.C. and applauded our efforts here in the Wyoming legislature. Not everything we legislators do at the session is exciting or sensational. A considerable amount of time is spent during the legislative session working on small and mundane policy. Senate File 34, Inheritance Tax Fees Repeal, passed in second reading today. Although inheritance tax in Wyoming has already largely been eliminated due to changes in federal law, this bill would terminate any remaining fees related to the inheritance of property after the death of the prior owner. I supported this bill as it simply eliminates fees that are no longer needed. Senate File 46, Solid Waste Cease and Transfer Program funding, passed the House in third reading today. As an ongoing effort, we revisit and continue the cleanup of solid waste disposal areas. Animal carcass disposal is a growing concern in Wyoming, particularly with regard to the growth of chronic wasting disease. Carcass management is a key part of what is funded in this bill. The state has learned a lot about landfills in the past century. To protect groundwater from leachates, we have funded closure and transfer efforts. This bill helps protect public safety. Senate File 32, K-3 Reading Assessment and Intervention Program, passed committee of the whole today. 3 years ago, we created legislation requiring kids to be screened for dyslexia and other reading disabilities. This bill aims to ensure that the tools used to assess students for reading difficulties actually identify children with the same reading challenges in different school districts. The amendment passed with this bill requires that parents of students must be notified when a student is found to have reading difficulties, and the amendment requires professional development for all district employees who provide instruction in K-3. This bill requires a study to determine the appropriate assessment tools for diagnosing reading difficulties and the appropriate level of professional development for teachers. I voted in favor of this bill. By making sure we are catching reading difficulties early, we avoid costs associated with catching these students up in the future. The ability to read is the key to opening the door of all educational pursuits. Senate File 27, Dissolution of County Board's Authority, passed Committee of the Whole. From time to time, a county board outlives its usefulness and must be dissolved. This bill sets forth a process for dissolving boards and disposing of the assets and debts of a board. Wyoming laws allows for county commissioners to create boards and requires boards to be created under certain circumstances, but does not allow commissioners the ability to eliminate certain boards. I brought a successful amendment to keep the current statute in place for museum boards. Wyoming law requires a county commission to create a museum board if the county owns, constructs, or acquires any museum or collection of exhibits. I believe that having a museum board that advocates for and protects county historical collections is important. I can be reached at albert@albertsummers.com with questions and comments. Thank you.